This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
From my cold, dead hands.
Hello there, and welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. So, obviously, we don't want kids vaping and getting popcorn lung and double lung transplants and all the things that happen when you put bad crap in your body. But what happens oftentimes is the government has all of these good intentions of keeping teens, the kids, the young people, the adolescents from developing lifelong habits. I get that. No one wants that. But what happens is there are a series of unintended consequences that always follow from heavy-handed big government action. So now it's Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, the New York senator, who wants to really target manufacturers of products like Zyn, which, you know, it's called a lip pillow. So maybe in the olden days, and I was talking with Will Kane, if you heard that Happy Hour podcast, it was a really interesting discussion about addiction and what we're addicted to. And if you grow up with addiction in your family, it kind of scares you and you tend to be more mindful. You pay attention to things that you just, I wish I knew how to quit you, is what Will Kane says to smokeless tobacco. So he chewed for a long time. He worked on Skull Bandits and Red Man and worked his way up to Copenhagen. That's not good for your mouth. And it is the tobacco and the other chemicals that are carcinogenic. That's a thing that causes cancer. And that's what your dentist is always worried about if you chew tobacco. So through evolution and time and innovation, companies like to come up with alternatives to keep their customers happy and satisfied. So they came up with this lip pillow, Zyn, Z-Y-N, which if you haven't heard of it and you know someone who's tried to quit vaping or smoking and they got bored of the gum and the patches and everything else, they might have tried Zyn. Because if there is an oral fixation element to your nicotine addiction, it's still something in your mouth as opposed to a patch. And, you know, the gum wears out and kind of tastes gross, as I'm told, after a little while. So people like Will, who don't want to get cancer, they use products like Zyn, so they still get the nicotine. And, you know, they don't have some of the side effects from withdrawing because nicotine is so incredibly addictive. I actually think that the advent of Zyn is a much better progression in terms of addictive substances, which human beings are addictive. We have certain things we put in our bodies and they trigger dopamine release, which makes us feel good. And so when something feels good, we tend to do it over and over again. Things like heroin, also very addictive. So is alcohol. So is junk food. Those things act on the same part of the brain in the same way, but all the other things can have horrific long-term health consequences, whereas nicotine in terms of sugar, opiates, alcohol, and some of those other substances which, you know, create inflammation and can lead to cancer and death and all sorts of awful things, nicotine is actually lower on the list of things that will really harm you. But we don't have honest conversations like that because people like Chuck Schumer, they want to target these companies and they really want to legislate them out of business and back them into a corner. So what's one of the unintended consequences of that? Obviously, if people are addicted to nicotine, they're going to get it. You can make cigarettes illegal. You can have prohibition on nicotine containing products. People will still find ways of putting nicotine into their body and they will ingest counterfeit items that, you know, can make them really, really sick. And that's what we saw here in the United States and particularly in New York. There were kids that were singeing their lungs because they were smoking these illegal vape cartridges that contained vitamin E because there was no oversight. And believe me, I actually spent some time with the Philip Morris people not too long ago, and they're really, really invested in, and I'm not a shill. I was not paid, but I had some very interesting conversations with them. They see a smoke-free world. They actually want people to live longer because people who live longer tend to use more products over the course of their lifetime. So, you know, you make a product like Zyn that might be better for someone than a vape pen or than cigarettes. So here's the rationale. Chuck Schumer says he doesn't want kids being targeted with these online ads because he doesn't want them to start smoking. Trust me, if you have been smoking a cotton candy flavored vape pen, or you have been, as a measure of last resort for a lot of people, putting a lip pillow in your mouth to get that nicotine quickly, you're not going to switch to cigarettes. It's such an old-fashioned concept. You don't see younger kids walking around smoking because it's gross. It smells bad. It tastes awful. And it makes you and your breath smell horrific. And there's nothing worse in the world if you are 16 years old on social media than having some popular person tell everyone else that your breath smells bad. It is a fate worse than death or cancellation.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
So it's not about cigarettes, and it is about personal responsibility and raising young people who have to be accountable and responsible for themselves and working like hell with kids a lot younger, making sure that they take care of their bodies, that they respect their bodies, and they don't start doing this stuff too soon. Now, when they get to be 18 and 21, and of course I have an 18-year-old, and if you know any 18-year-olds, you know that they spend most of their time crafting arguments why 18-year-olds should be able to do everything in the world if they can, in fact, be sent into a theater of war. It's a sound argument. I get it, but you know, the fact that my 18-year-old knows every country on the planet where drinking is legal at 18, they're a very convincing bunch. So, you know, say you only want 21-year-olds, people 21 and up, to be able to buy nicotine-related products. Well, you know, then you have to give these bodegas, which are, you know, that's a term for deli here in New York, incentive to crack down because they'll sell anything to kids. Guess what? Kids have fake IDs. They've got really good fake IDs, and they all have them. And if you think yours doesn't, you are incredibly naive, and you're just not good at looking so far. So, yes, part of it is parents and having conversations with their kids. And, you know, I'm like an FBI investigator when I go through my girls' pockets and laundry. Like, I'm always looking for stuff, and I'm nosy. And I think as parents, that's our right. It is our right to be nosy. And that's a really good place to start, is that exchange between parents and their kids, not just teenagers. You have to get at them much, much sooner, because there are far more nefarious things out there that can harm our children than nicotine-infused lip pillows. And I'm talking about fentanyl, which can be pretty much in anything. So I know I've discussed this. We have to have these conversations. So that's one rationale that Chuck Schumer has, because he is 150 years old. I put him in the geriatric army of zombie power mongers who are in control of our lives, who will not let go until they die. Rest in peace, Dianne Feinstein. I really mean that. But it's not about keeping kids from smoking. And they don't understand neuroscience. They don't even try to understand how the brain works or why there is such demand. I would be more interested in a conversation where there was some balance to that effect. But the other thing, and this makes me laugh really hard, the reason they want to crack down on the makers of Zen is because those products are illegal in Germany and Belgium. That's what they're going for. You can't do it in Germany. You also cannot, when you're playing soccer, mention the World Cup loss that Germany suffered to England and at Wembley Stadium. You cannot. It's illegal to bring that up. Germany has a bunch of stupid laws. Germany also has bad policy. So I don't think we should be looking to Germany as the world's morality police. They shut down their nuclear program and they're in desperate need of cheap energy options. Guess what the best cheap, abundant energy option is the world has ever known? Nuclear energy. So they cave to the pressure and as though every day is Chernobyl in Germany. It's really dumb. Also in Germany, you can't mow your lawn after 8 p.m. They have all of these blue laws where you cannot do anything on a Sunday. And I'm not saying like it's a day for us. Like you can't have loud children on a Sunday in Germany. Now in Denmark, which I don't know where they fall on the list of banning things, it is frowned upon for women to wear wigs, which I think is very odd. And also, and this is one of the funniest things I found. If you find a child, a lost child, and their parents have not come to claim them in 2 hours, you can claim that child as your own. That's a real thing. These are the kind of people that we're dealing with. We're looking toward Western Europe for guidance, and they've failed in so many ways, and they will fail our children utterly if we hand over smokeless tobacco choices to them, or not even tobacco, like take the tobacco out of it, smokeless nicotine. So on the things you put in your body that contain nicotine spectrum, I think Zyn is by and large the least harmful. I also think that nicotine does have some physiological and psychological benefits that we don't fully understand, and we are too quick to demonize it. So I'm not giving anything over to Western Europe or to Germany, and certainly not to Belgium. So they can all pump the brakes while we figure everything out on our own without the government taking away another thing, which will lead to a proliferation of bad black market things where we will see much more harm come to our children. And I, for one, find that unacceptable. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.